I ended up dropping in to see a short documentary on dying well. It was held at the First Baptist Church here in Seattle, and a person who was volunteering mentioned it, and we had met up. And so I said, oh, I've been thinking about that, about death and dying. Not wanting to think about it, like most Americans or people, having had someone in my family die, a child, stepson, and thinking of my parents who are in their 80s, and the idea that basically any of us can die at any moment. I can pull out of here. I'm dodging death left and right with people texting and probably doing podcasts on Anchor as they drive. So any moment, death can come our way. But in some of the conversation, this is so difficult, but I'm going to go down the road because I really can't live well until I address deeply these things. But I'm here eating lunch now at a job, and I pulled up a list of the local talks from Town Hall that come out. Some international, national people come. Very interesting conversation, the arts and politics and medicine. And there's one lady, Barbara, I don't know how to spell her name, Barbara Ehrenreich, something like that. And the title of the talk is Natural Causes, An Epidemic of Wellness, The Certainty of Dying, and Killing Ourselves to Live Longer. So, let's see, subtitle, best-selling author Barbara offers a philosophical and scientific exploration of our mortality and extols the value of living well while accepting our mortality. Now, that resonates a little bit better. But the one idea of we're going to die, you're going to die. And somebody might say, well, the certainty of dying. So accept it. Firstly, my emotion response is, I don't want to die. I don't want my friends to die. I don't want my parents to die. So it's a vastly different sense, a deep emotion, which is probably shared by most people. Versus an intellectual one like, you know, death is part of living. It's natural. It's certain. Yes, it is. But that has nothing to do with my acceptance of it. In fact, I feel a massive wall pop up and a sense of almost anger, like even hearing that. That's the emotion. Okay? Emotions aren't logical. They're not in your head. They're in your heart. They're in other places. They might be in your toe and your fingertip. We don't know a lot about that yet. But they're not there. So, you know, that's not really helpful for me. So I have to go other places with that and addressing it. And then secondly, the idea, which I am fascinated by and love, the idea of how my body works, having to address my own physical problems or other people's illnesses, how to solve those, like Alzheimer's, like dementia or brain injury. Well, this is an interesting dialogue to start. Are we killing ourselves to live longer? An epidemic of wellness. It's good for self-reflection, but I think, and parsing that to understand myself, yes, I'd like to live longer, but really at the bottom line, I'd like to live well right now. I'd like to be able to get out of here and think clearly and remember things. And maybe I'll die on the way home, you know, or some other disease. But for example, Alzheimer's is a modern contemporary disease that if you don't have to go through, I would prefer not to. I would prefer my parents not to. My dad's best friend is dying of Alzheimer's. I think that's really difficult for his family and very difficult for my dad. You know? So there's this difference between really doing good science, looking hard and doing things that help you live well. And maybe you'll live longer. Maybe it is tied to living in longer. I'm doing this work with skincare. Well, it avoids a lot of pain and suffering physically, and it possibly could help with avoiding, you know, things that I can comment on now, but on my product, like maybe skin cancer. There's some very interesting research related to things helping with the skin repair cycle to avoid those things, at least help. So I'm going to do them. So quality of life, And this is a good new conversation because we're coming up with tools and capacities to really do interventions. So it is just the natural process to address motivations, maybe an understanding of what we want. And certainly in the medical systems, what the emphasis will be. So I'm grateful for the chance for the introspection and dialogue with friends and family. But my conclusion, especially with functionality, movement and capacity to think is top priority. And there's a lot of evidence in the sense that you don't have to lose a lot of that function, you know, when you're 70 and 80. So, great thoughts, great conversations to be had in this modern world. But, addressing death and separation is a real new journey for me. Sure, there's certainty of people dying. My parents are likely to die any day now. So looking for people, places, ideas, support especially. But I'm realizing, you know, it's not my story. I make a lot of things are my story, like people, you know, that we repeat, especially to people maybe new. I there's aspects to emphasize that I'm interested in paying more attention to of what my life story is and what I'm interested in. Now, especially what's related to past. The present to make a different immediate future and present. So this is a little bit of somber thinking. But it's important for me. And the documentary was great in talking about dialogue and sharing love and stories of the past in life when people especially are chronically ill and dying slow. That is a beautiful thing. So, have a beautiful day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.